10. Staying safe. This chapter deals with the steps you can take to make your working life safer, more secure, and compliant with current health and safety legislation. The authority's role in safety. Looking after your safety and that of your customers. Looking after your personal security. What to do in the event of a collision or any other emergency. Handling and transporting luggage and other heavy items. Complying with regulations. The authority's role in safety. In pursuing its objective of developing a professional and safe SPSV service, the authority clearly defines the rights and responsibilities of both SPSV operators and customers. Under SPSV regulations, a driver may refuse to carry a disorderly or abusive passenger, or one who is unwilling or unable to pay the fare. On safety grounds, drivers may also decline to lift or transport items that are too bulky, too heavy, or otherwise unsafe. Although the authority does not enforce regulations that relate to road safety or smoking in the workplace, it is important for you to be aware of these regulations and to understand the benefits of complying with them, as they directly affect your working life. In addition to the authority, there are a number of organisations responsible for setting and enforcing the safety and security regulations that apply to you as an SPSV operator. Organisation: An Garda Síochána. Area of responsibility: vehicle safety regulations, including the use of mobile phones while driving. Road and traffic legislation: criminal incidents, theft, robbery and assault. Further information: local Garda stations nationwide. www.garda.ie. Organisation: Road Safety Authority. Area of responsibility: vehicle standards regulations, other than those issued by the National Transport Authority. Driving standards. Further information: www.rsa.ie, www.rulesoftheroad.ie. Organisation: Health and Safety Authority. Area of responsibility: enforcement of the Safety, Health and Welfare at Work Act 2005 and associated legislation. Further information: www.hse.ie. Organisation: Health Service Executive. Area of responsibility: compliance with smoke-free workplace legislation. Further information: www.hse.ie. Operating in accordance with the legislation and the associated regulations has benefits both for your customers and for you. Maintaining an excellent standard of health and safety is a crucial factor in offering a first-class professional service. A safer journey means a better customer experience, and that increases your chance of repeat business and more income. Looking after your own safety and that of your customers. Avoiding driver fatigue. According to the Road Safety Authority, driver fatigue is a contributory factor in as many as 1 in 5 collisions. An overtired driver is not a good driver, and you should plan your shifts carefully to make sure you get enough sleep and avoid fatigue. Whenever you have a short break, you should take a quick rest, get some fresh air, or stretch your legs. When you apply for an SPSV driver license, you give a formal undertaking that you will not drive or use an SPSV for more than 11 hours on any 3 consecutive days. This means that if, for example, you drive or use an SPSV for more than 11 hours on Monday and again on Tuesday, you may not do so again on Wednesday, and you must not have done so on the previous Sunday. You may drive on the Wednesday, but it must be for less than 11 hours. Safer driving. Always drive with care and consideration for fellow road users. In particular, Watch out for vulnerable road users such as pedestrians, cyclists and motorcyclists. As an SPSV driver, you are on the road much more than the average road user. You are probably more experienced than most, and you see all sorts of road behavior, both good and bad. Developing good driving habits will pay, in terms of your own safety and that of your passengers and other road users, in terms of your personal health and well-being, and in terms of your running and repair costs. The Road Safety Authority points out that aggressive driving is dangerous, stressful, and expensive. You should avoid rapid acceleration and sudden braking, except where necessary. Do not use the horn to express frustration or annoyance. Observe the legal speed limits, and do not drive too close to the car in front. And above all, do not respond to aggressive driving by other drivers. Remember that you are a professional driver. Your customers place their safety in your hands, and they have a right to expect a safe and comfortable journey. If they get that, they are more likely to express their appreciation and to give you repeat business. Penalty points can be awarded for poor driving, and these are much more significant for an SPSV driver than for an ordinary road user. Your insurance premium is likely to increase, and if you lose your license, you lose your livelihood. You might consider taking an advanced driver training program. These are offered by a number of driving schools. Apart from making your work safer and more secure, it may qualify you for a reduction in your insurance premium. Ask your insurance company or broker for details. Remember, you must take all reasonable precautions to ensure the safety of customers while they are in your vehicle and while they are getting into and out of it. Make sure that you let passengers out of the vehicle only where it is safe to do so, and warn them of any potential hazards. Similarly, be aware of any danger posed to other road users, including pedestrians and cyclists, by alighting passengers. Mobile phones. Holding a mobile phone while driving is an offence. It is unsafe because it prevents you from concentrating fully on your driving. For that reason, it is illegal when you are driving to hold a mobile phone in your hand or to support it with another part of your body, for example between your head and shoulder. You are permitted, however, to make emergency calls to 999 or 112. Drivers charged with reading or sending a text message or email while driving face a compulsory court appearance and may be fined up to €1,000 for a first offence and up to €2,000 and or 3 months in prison for a third or subsequent offence within a 12-month period. This applies, even if the phone is held in a cradle in the car. There is no option to take the lesser punishment of penalty points on this offence. Smartphone apps used by booking services to notify a driver that a fare is waiting allow a driver to accept a fare by pushing a button and display details of the pickup location and a map of how to get there are not currently impacted by these regulations. Using a hands-free kit with your phone is not illegal, but it is distracting and puts you, your passengers, and other road users at risk. You could be prosecuted for dangerous driving, careless driving, or driving without due care and attention. You are strongly advised not to use your phone while driving, even if it is equipped with a hands-free system. If you need to use the phone, stop the car where it is safe and legal to do so, and then answer or make the call, and read or send text messages. The Road Safety Authority recommends the following guidelines while driving. Never attempt to write notes. Never try to look up a number on your phone. Never engage in long, complicated, emotional or stressful conversations. While the use of two-way radios is not explicitly prohibited, it can be distracting or dangerous and could leave you open to prosecution. Smoking. A vehicle that is taxed as an SPSV is legally considered to be a place of work, and therefore, under the Public Health Tobacco Amendment Act 2004, smoking is prohibited in it at all times. This means that neither you nor your passengers may smoke in the vehicle, whether or not it is in operation as an SPSV at the time. The same Act requires that a sign must be displayed in your SPSV, stating that smoking is not permitted in the vehicle. It is the owner and/or person in charge of the SPSV who is responsible for ensuring compliance. If the vehicle is not taxed as an SPSV, the prohibition on smoking applies while the vehicle is in operation as an SPSV, whether or not there are passengers in it. The Environmental Health Officers of the Health Service Executive are authorized officers with responsibility for enforcing the legislation. They will prosecute drivers and passengers who do not comply. You have the right to refuse service to passengers who insist on smoking in the vehicle. Alcohol and drugs. You must not drive under the influence of any intoxicant, including alcohol and/or drugs. To do so is against the law. Even small amounts of alcohol affect your judgment and ability to drive. The Road Safety Authority's recommendation is, never ever drink and drive. The effects of alcohol and the duration of these effects differ from person to person. It is quite possible to have alcohol in your blood the day after a night's drinking. You should therefore consider very carefully the potential consequences of working the day after a night out when alcohol has been consumed. If you are taking prescription medication, check with your doctor for any possible side effects, such as drowsiness before driving. Further information. For more information on safer driving, see the following. The Road Safety Authority, www.rsa.ie. Drink Aware website, www.drinkaware.ie. See driving schools in the telephone directory or search the internet for advanced driver training. Seat belts and child restraint systems. The law requires all drivers to wear a seatbelt. Failure to wear a seatbelt while driving is a criminal offence. The only exemption for SPSV drivers, as for all other road users, is on specific medical grounds. Failure to comply leaves you open to a fixed payment penalty, penalty points on your licence, and prosecution in court. Note that you do not have to wear a seatbelt while reversing the vehicle. Any person aged 17 years or over, travelling in a motor car, whether in the front or the rear seat, is required to wear a seatbelt. It is the responsibility of your adult passengers to comply with this legal requirement, but you might like to remind them of this responsibility. Failure to comply leaves them open to a prosecution in court and a penalty of up to €2,000. In relation to persons under the age of 17, the situation is more complicated. It is the driver's responsibility to ensure that, where appropriate, a person under 17 wears a seatbelt. Failure to comply leaves the driver open to a fixed payment penalty, penalty points, and prosecution in court. As seatbelts are primarily designed to accommodate adults, it is only children who are at least 135 centimetres, approximately 4.5 feet in height, who are required to wear a seatbelt in an SPSV. For smaller children and babies, the law normally requires special seats, harnesses or restraint systems, but SPSVs are exempt from this requirement. Such children are permitted to travel in SPSVs without seatbelts or other restraints, unless a suitable child restraint system is available, in which case they must use it. However, they must travel only in the rear seats. Under no circumstances is a child permitted to travel in the front seat of an SPSV, unrestrained and without the appropriate child seat. Recommendations from the Road Safety Authority. Avoid driver fatigue, get enough sleep. Drive with care and consideration for all other road users. Drive within the speed limits. Do not use a mobile phone while driving. Switch off before you drive off. Never drink and drive, and never drive under the influence of drugs and/or alcohol. Wear a seatbelt. Remind your passengers to wear their seatbelts and ensure that, where appropriate, children are suitably restrained. Looking after your personal security. As an SPSV operator, the nature of your work presents some particular challenges. You work alone, and often at night, or in isolated areas. You carry cash, and you do not know your customers. Most of the time, this poses no difficulty, but occasionally SPSV operators find themselves in unpleasant or dangerous situations. According to the Garda Crime Prevention Unit, violent incidents and robberies involving SPSV operators are more likely to take place on weekend nights between midnight and 4 a.m. and are more likely to involve customers hard on the street than pre-bookings. Drivers, therefore, should be extra vigilant in such circumstances. If the driver is affiliated to a dispatch operator, detailed records of all bookings are taken, and this provides the driver with an added level of security. Having radio contact with the dispatch operator means that you can contact someone immediately if there is any problem or emergency. Some online booking apps maintain details of the driver, the passenger, and the journey, and this provides further security. Dealing with difficult customers. Customers are more likely to become aggressive if they are under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Be particularly careful and alert during higher risk times. On Garda Síochána recommends some extra precautions you can take for a safer journey. Take extra care in isolated areas. Try to pick up customers in well-lit and well-populated areas. Avoid getting out of your vehicle in isolated areas. Make eye contact and interact. Look at all your customers when they get into your vehicle and continue to make eye contact with them in your rear-view mirror. This tells them that you have seen them and would be able to identify them if necessary. Interacting with your customers and being pleasant and non-confrontational to them may also deter aggressive behaviour. Reverse into cul-de-sacs where possible. Reverse into single-entry streets so that you can drive away quickly if necessary. Arrange a code word. Agree a pre-arranged code word that you can use on a two-way radio or mobile phone to warn a dispatch operator or some other contact person that you have or suspect that you may have a problem. Keep a spare key. Carry a spare key to your vehicle in your pocket. Then, if someone takes the keys from your ignition or takes your vehicle and abandons it a short distance away, you will still be able to recover the vehicle and drive for help. Reducing the risk of robbery. As an SPSV driver, you will usually have cash in your vehicle, which makes you more vulnerable to robbery. On Garda Síochána recommends a number of steps you can take to reduce the risks. Avoid carrying large amounts of cash. Deposit cash at a bank or leave it in a secure place at home while on a break during your shift. Do not show or tell your customers how much cash you have. When they are paying for a fare, customers should only be able to see a small amount of your money for change. Keep the rest of your takings hidden. If a customer asks about your working day, do not tell them that you have had a busy or long shift. Do not display valuables. Keep all valuables such as wallets and mobile phones hidden. Expensive-looking jewellery or watches could make you more vulnerable to an attack. Remove items such as sat-nav or phone equipment when you leave your vehicle. Lock your vehicle. Always lock your vehicle when you are not in it and when you are driving in isolated areas. Lock the doors and close the windows while parked on the street or waiting for a customer to arrive. Consider fitting an alarm or a mobilizer to your car. When picking up a customer in an isolated location, contact your customer by phone rather than getting out of your vehicle. When picking up a customer at night in an isolated location, ask them to leave a porch or hall light on. Reducing the risk of fare evasion. Fare evasion, customers not paying a fare, is a problem faced by many SPSV drivers, and it can be difficult to avoid. An Garda Síochána suggests some guidelines to reduce the risk of it happening to you. Ask for an exact address. Make sure you know the exact location of your destination before you start driving. If you work with a dispatch operator, tell them the destination if you are unsure about a customer's ability to pay. Settle the fare inside the vehicle. You are more at risk from fare evasion if you allow customers to pay their fare after they have left the vehicle. Ask for a deposit. If you have concerns that a customer might not be able to pay the fare, you have the right to ask them for a deposit or proof of their ability to pay before accepting them as a passenger. If they refuse to make an advance payment, you could reasonably refuse service. If you do ask for any advance payment, the amount should not be more than what you expect the metered fare for the journey to be, and if the metered fare turns out to be less than the deposit, you must refund the difference to the passenger. Do not chase fare evaders. Do not put your own personal safety at risk for the sake of a lost fare. Do not take any action that might be deemed to be illegal. Do not attempt to detain a passenger by force or take them anywhere they do not want to go. If there is a problem, simply call the Gardaí and ask the passenger to remain with you until the Gardaí arrive. Using security equipment. There are a number of products and safety devices that can reduce risk for SPSV drivers. For example, you could fit a safety screen that will protect you from attack by someone in the rear seat of the vehicle. Or you could install an additional rear view mirror that enables you to see the entire width of the rear seat at once. You can get additional protection by installing a security camera to record events inside your vehicle. Where the quality of such devices is sufficiently high, evidence from them may be used in court. If you intend to fit a camera, you should make sure that you comply with data protection legislation and that you respect your customers' rights to privacy. Some global positioning systems, GPS, allow your position to be tracked. If you use a navigation device that has this capability, your dispatch operator or someone at home will be able to find out where you are at all times. These devices can be connected to an alarm that you can activate in an emergency. The dispatch operator can then direct the Gardaí to your exact location. Many mobile phones incorporate similar facilities. You might also consider using an emergency radio with an open mic switch that will enable you to communicate quickly and easily with someone who can help. Using CCTV. If you wish to use CCTV equipment, you should contact a legal advisor or the Data Protection Commissioner, www.dataprotection.ie, for advice, and consider whether you have a reasonable basis for using such equipment, for example, for personal security reasons. You should also check your legal rights and obligations in relation to the storage of and access to personal data and its use as evidence in the event of a security incident, and obtaining the customer's consent, for example, through signs prominently displayed in the vehicle. What to do after an incident? If you are the victim of an assault or robbery, An Garda Síochána recommends that you remain as calm as possible and do not chase the perpetrator. Raise the alarm and call for help as soon as you can, and call an ambulance if you are hurt. Report the incident to the Gardaí and to your dispatch operator if you have one. The incident may seem trivial to you, but it may be one of a series that the Gardaí are investigating, and it may help them with other inquiries. If you have a security camera, make sure the evidence is locked and saved. Write down a summary of the incident as soon as possible, including details such as where, when, and how the incident happened, a description of your attacker, a description of your own condition during and after the incident, and details of who you reported the incident to. Hazard avoidance and safety equipment. As outlined in Chapter 3, all SPSV drivers are required to carry the following items of safety equipment in their vehicles: a fire extinguisher, a first aid kit, an advance warning triangle, a torch, and a high visibility reflective safety vest. The authority has issued technical specifications for all of these items. In the event of a collision or fire, the safety equipment should be available for immediate use by anyone at the scene who is capable of using it. Further information. For more information about safety and security equipment and schemes, see the Initial Suitability Inspection Manual, downloadable from www.nationaltransport.ie. The Initial Suitability Inspection Manual also covers technical specifications for in-vehicle safety equipment. For more information on using CCTV equipment, contact the Data Protection Commissioner at www.dataprotection.ie. If you are working outside the vehicle in poorly lit places at night, you should wear the high visibility vest. For example, if you are loading luggage or helping a person using a wheelchair into your vehicle on a badly lit road. What to do in the event of a collision or other emergency? Road collision victims have a much greater chance of survival, and their injuries are likely to be much less severe if they receive first aid and medical assistance immediately or within the golden hour after the collision. Therefore, it is important to follow a few simple guidelines if you are at the scene of a collision or emergency. Remain calm. Do not panic. Switch off your engine, apply the handbrake, and assess the situation. Warn others. Switch on your hazard warning lights and place the advance warning triangle a good distance away from the scene. Organise bystanders to warn oncoming traffic, but make sure that you and others are visible by wearing high visibility vests, reflective armbands, and bright clothing, or by carrying torches. Call for help. Contact the emergency services on 999 or 112. Do not assume that others at the scene have already called for help. Give precise information regarding the location of the collision, the number of vehicles involved, and an estimate of the number of people who were injured. Make yourself and others safe. Make sure that you are safe yourself before helping others. Place coats or rugs on anyone who is injured to keep them warm, but do not give them anything to eat or drink. Do not move injured people. To reduce the risk of making injuries worse, move injured people only if there is a risk of fire or of a vehicle turning over. Do not remove helmets from injured motorcyclists. Do not try to lift a vehicle off an injured person without help. Do not smoke. Do not allow anyone to smoke nearby due to the risk of fire. Wait. Monitor the condition of anyone who is injured until the emergency services arrive. If there is any clear deterioration in the injured person's condition, phone 999 or 112 again and inform the emergency services. Report the collision. If you are involved in a collision in which any people are injured, you are legally bound to report the collision to An Garda Síochána, either to a Garda at the scene or at the nearest Garda station. You must also give your personal and vehicle details, including insurance details, to anybody involved in the crash and to any independent witness who requests them. Be aware of your own condition. Even after a minor incident, in which you have not received any visible injury, you will probably suffer from shock, which in some cases may not be immediately apparent. This may impair your ability to drive safely. Give yourself time to recover. If possible, get someone else to drive you home and rest until you have fully recovered. The golden rule is, do no harm. Do not put yourself at risk by attempting heroic rescues in dangerous circumstances. If you do, you may reduce your ability to help others and may even make things worse. In case of fire, make your fire extinguisher available to anyone at the scene who feels confident enough to use it. However, be aware that vehicle fires can burn very fiercely. They can be considerably more dangerous than they first appear. Similarly, make your first aid kit available to anyone at the scene of a collision who is competent to use it. Further information. The following organizations publish useful information on first aid and what to do in the event of a collision or emergency. The Road Safety Authority, www.rsa.ie. The Irish Red Cross, www.redcross.ie. The Order of Malta, www.orderofmalta.ie. And the St. John Ambulance Brigade of Ireland, http://sja.ie. Consider doing a first aid course with one of these or a similar organisation so that you can provide competent assistance in an emergency situation. Handling and transporting luggage and other heavy items. Many working days are lost because of injuries, including back injuries, caused by incorrect handling and lifting of heavy or bulky items. As an SPSV driver, you will frequently be asked to help customers with luggage, and it is worthwhile learning how to do so properly. All SPSV drivers are recommended to take a manual handling course with a professional organisation. It is important to consider not only whether you can safely load an item into your vehicle, but also whether transporting the item presents a potential health and safety risk to you, your passenger, or others, for example, bulky luggage that cannot be suitably restrained, or that affects your ability to control the vehicle or to see through the windows. As an SPSV driver, you may refuse to lift or carry an item that, in your judgment, is liable to cause injury to yourself or to others. Some guidelines for handling heavy or bulky items. The Health and Safety Authority offers some guidelines to help you reduce the risk of injuring yourself. There now follows 6 diagrams to illustrate the right and the wrong way of handling heavy and or light items. Illustration number 1. Lift only if it is safe to do so. Do not lift or handle anything if you believe it will put you at risk of injury. You may be able to lift something, but you may not be able to do so safely. Remember also that it may be easier and safer to put something in the boot of a vehicle than to take it out. Diagram number 2. Think before you lift. Remove obstructions from around the item and decide where you are going to place it. Diagram number 3. Start in a good position. Balance yourself by keeping your feet slightly apart and one foot slightly forward. Slightly bend your knees and back as shown. Do not stoop. Diagram number 4. Keep a good hold on the item. Hold the item close to your body, with the heaviest part of the item closest to you. Move smoothly and avoid jerking or snatching the item. Diagram number 5. Keep your head up and look ahead. Keep your shoulders in line with your hips and look straight ahead. Do not bend or twist your back or lean sideways as you lift. Move your feet to turn. Diagram number 6. Put down before you adjust. If you need to reposition an item For example, in the boot of your vehicle, put it down before sliding it into position. For further information, please contact the authority. Complying with regulations. Under the Safety, Health and Welfare at Work Act 2005, self-employed persons, and this includes the majority of SPSV operators, must comply with the same statutory requirements as apply to employers. This means that you must take all reasonable steps to ensure the safety, health and welfare of individuals at your defined place of work, your car. You are legally obliged to identify and carry out a written risk assessment of any hazards to which you or your passengers are exposed, and to take reasonable steps to reduce or eliminate them. This means, for example, maintaining your vehicle in good condition, driving safely, and ensuring that your passengers do not engage in behavior that puts you, them, or others in danger. It also means that you must consider specific risks to you, as the driver, to your passengers, and to other road users, for example noise, exhaust fumes, extremes of temperature, danger of collision, fire and explosion, fatigue and stress. Fatigue is a well-documented hazard associated with driving, and appropriate measures need to be put in place to minimize the risk. If you are an employee, you still have a responsibility to take reasonable steps to protect the safety, health and welfare of yourself and anyone who may be affected by your actions while working. This means that if anything may affect your performance while at work, such as fatigue, you are obliged to inform your employer. When you have identified the areas of risk, you should take steps to manage and control them. This may mean obtaining relevant safety and health information, going on a training course, or investing in protective equipment. It may mean taking the time to study the manual that came with your car to learn how to adjust the seat and steering column for maximum comfort and safety. Or it may mean ensuring that you control the ventilation, heating, and cooling systems properly. Further information. For more information about the Safety, Health and Welfare at Work Act 2005, contact the Health and Safety Authority, www.hsa.ie.